ABC Listen.
Hello, friends. It's Ruby here, and you are listening to News Time.
Hi there, Ruby.
Hello.
It's time to lace up your running shoes and strap on your safety gear, because this week's episode is all about sport. We're going to meet an athletic student who's being brave and breaking records. And we'll learn about a kind of kooky sport that's winning over some new fans. We'll travel out across the sand and into the big breaking waves for an adaptive surfing competition, and then dry off and head out for a night at the theatre and a play about Indigenous footy players. After that, we'll go on an adventure in the mountains for the
Wow of the Week.
Yes, and it's a good one. On your marks, get set,
go!
Story number 5.
Bella Sansom is 8 years old and lives in Moreton Bay in Queensland. Sometimes Bella feels a bit shy, and when she went to her first athletics night, she was really nervous. Bella slinked out of the car and made her way over to the athletics track. At the end of the session, when her mum came to pick her up, Bella was beaming with excitement. She'd had so much fun and made friends too. Since then, Bella has been hooked on athletics. Her best event is discus.
It's fun competing against others and it's fun racing and doing sports.
I like it because I get to verse my friends and it's fun to play.
And you get to like have fun.
I've done discus before. There's this disc you try to throw far away.
Yep, discus is a sport that people do at the Olympics. Athletes take a disc that's shaped a bit like a flying saucer and they hold it flat in their hands. They keep their feet inside a circle and then they spin and spin and spin around and finally release the discus, sending it flying as far as possible. Recently, Bella competed at her first ever regional athletics championships and she won her discus event. Not only that, she also set a new local discus record.
She probably feels good because she's doing something that she likes.
Bella trains hard, 4 times a week. Her coaches say if she keeps it up, she might even represent Australia at the Olympics one day. Bella's advice to other kids who might be feeling a little bit shy or nervous about starting a new sport is to take a deep breath, believe in yourself, and have fun. Good advice, Bella.
Story number 4.
You've probably heard of jogging before. That's running at a gentle speed. And you've probably heard of juggling. That's the thing you might see clowns do at a circus, throwing balls or other objects up into the air and then catching them again. But have you heard of joggling? Can you guess what it might be?
Joggling is maybe drinking a whole bottle of something.
I think it's jogging and juggling at the same time.
That's it. Joggling is a combination of both. Jogglers juggle and jog at the same time.
That looks fun.
Weird. Amazing.
The rules of joggling are simple. You run as fast as you can while juggling balls in the air. If you drop a ball, you have to go back to the spot where you dropped it, pick it up, and start running again. Joggling isn't a new sport. In fact, there's been a World Joggling Championship for more than 40 years.
It sounds fun. It
would be pretty challenging.
I would like to try it to, like, know how it feels.
People start joggling for a few different reasons. Scott from England says he started because he was finding it hard to motivate himself to go out for a run. His friend James loves joggling because of the joy it brings other people as he bounds past them with 3 balls flying in the air.
I think as a challenge for themselves or maybe to accomplish something that they've never done before.
because they want to be cool.
Trying something new.
Learn a new hobby.
Who knows? Maybe one day soon you'll see a joggler running along a footpath near you. Maybe you could be a joggler.
Story number 3.
Adaptive surfing is a way of surfing for people with disabilities.
It's fun and you get to go under waves.
You go on a surfboard and you catch waves, point where you want to go and you'll surf on the waves. He's sitting down and he's got straps on him.
He has his other arm trying to push the paddle.
Yeah, that's one way it works. In adaptive surfing competitions, there are different categories so that lots of people can all have a go. Adaptive surfers might be strapped onto the board so that they don't fall off, or have a rail that they hold onto with their hands as they cruise along on rolling waves. Recently, an Association of Adaptive Surfing Professionals contest was held in Australia for the first time. There have been adaptive surfing competitions around the world for a while now, but this is the first time we've had one here. The competition was a great success, with lots of surfers riding gorgeous waves up at Byron Bay in New South Wales.
I'm maybe a bit nervous and very proud.
To include people that have disabilities that can't walk.
Fun, and it's good to get new skills.
Exactly. Adaptive surfers hope there are going to be more competitions like this one, and that more people with disabilities will be encouraged to have a go. Maybe one day it could be added to the Paralympics.
Story number 2.
Nathan Maynard is a trawl woolway man from Larrapoona country, and he has written a play all about Aussie rules football.
AFL.
Oh, AFL. On the left and the right, at one point, and in the middle one, there's 6 points.
Nathan remembers the story of an Aussie rules footy player named Adam Goods. Adam Goods is one of the best Aussie rules footy players ever. Over his career, he won lots of awards and scored hundreds of points for the Sydney Swans. Once, while he was playing, someone yelled something mean to him from the crowd. They said something hurtful to Adam because he's Indigenous. Adam stood up for himself. He said that bad language and racism, they weren't okay. But after that, crowds kept being meaner and meaner to Adam. Even though he was an amazing player and a respectful teammate, crowds kept bullying him because he's Indigenous. This bullying made Adam stop playing. He left the game, and that was a pretty sad time for everyone.
It's important to be kind, don't disrespect people's culture.
The playwright Nathan took inspiration from Adam's story for his new play, 37. It's named after the number on Adam's jersey. Nathan says he wanted to show audiences what it's like to be an Indigenous person in Australia and how important it is to have good mates around you for support.
To make people positive what sport they're doing.
To make the Aboriginal people happy.
Nathan's hoping that the audiences will hear this story and be inspired to stand up for Indigenous Australians, even when it's hard. And just before the final buzzer goes, it's time for...
Wow on the Week.
This story made me go wow because it taught me always stay positive.
Jasmine Paris is 40 years old. She lives in Scotland and works as a vet. When she's not helping sick animals, she spends her spare time running very long distances.
Like a 25-40k run?
Yeah, sometimes 40 kilometres, but sometimes much further. Recently, Jasmine competed in something called the Barclay Marathons. That's an ultra marathon where people run about 160 kilometres. That's further than the distance between Sydney and Newcastle.
An ultra marathon is like a big race, which is longer than a marathon.
The race is run over 5 loops of a very difficult track up in the mountains, where competitors don't just have to run, They have to navigate the course themselves. It's tough stuff, and it's definitely not for everyone. More than 1,000 people have tried to finish the Barclay Marathons, but only 20 people in the whole world have ever done it. Just recently, Jasmine became the first ever woman to do it.
Wow, that's cool and amazing, and she would be very tired.
She would be exhausted.
As she approached the finish line on her final lap, Jasmine felt her body wanting to give up and slow down. But she said to herself that if she didn't beat the timer this time, she'd have to do the whole thing again. And that thought was the motivation she needed to get her legs pumping all the way to the finish line.
That's very, very cool.
I think that's quite impressive.
Proud of herself.
Jasmine hopes that her achievement will inspire girls and women around the world to chase their dreams and believe in themselves.
Yeah.
And after that marathon effort, I have run out of stories. It's the end of another countdown, my friends.
We made it to the finish line.
Thank you, Ruby.
You are very welcome. Thank you for all your help this week.
Bye, Ruby.
Bye.
See you later. Or, as they say in Greek, taleme. News Time is an ABC Kids Listen podcast. For other awesome podcasts to play, music to move to, and stories and soundtracks for sleep, download the ABC Kids Listen app. It's free from your App Store.